Head over to the livestock side, and you kind of describe this cattle market as fighting. We've had the ups and downs, and there's been the limits set within that as well.
Well, the last few days, the ranges have been big, and you know, sometimes when you see volatility like this, you do see a possible trend change. Something I'm definitely looking at and see how we can close the month here of January. Obviously, it's been a down month, but I mean, we've seen limit up on cattle and hogs and milk this week, and then we've seen some much weaker prices too. So we're really bouncing around more than anything. You know, looking at the cattle market, your cash price is still pretty good, and I would still encourage farmers to get current with cash sales if they can, because I have a feeling with the way the cutouts have been dropping here that cash probably is not going to be able to stay up at these high levels for too long. We'll see if we can, you know, put a bottom in on the futures, but for now it does, you know, look like the cash prices that are out there are still a pretty good deal to start, you know, moving cattle if you can.
How much pressure is this afternoon's report putting on the trade?
Well, I think it anytime you have a report, you know, we had cattle on feed last week and we got the inventory report here this afternoon. Anytime you have that, it causes people to readjust their positions and, you know, look at, you know, if they want to stick with things long term or short term or just trade something else. So you still have a lot of length in this market, which is a concern. Funds are still quite long. But, you know, if you get a supply scare, which we basically had last year, and, you know, we're still going to be pretty tight, you know, that should help support the market a little bit. Still going to come down to, you know, our domestic demand and our exports. But as far as a supply standpoint, that's going to be a big part of the equation as well.
What about the hogs?
Well, the hogs are still, you know, been kind of weak. You're seeing weaker prices in China and Europe, and I think that's not helping. And from a cold storage standpoint, you actually feel pretty good about the amount of pork that we have, but there's a lot of chicken around and a lot of other meats as well, so that's a concern. You know, last year at this time we started to put on a rally, but the cutouts really have just faltered this week, and that, instead of, you know, stabilizing that market, that's been hurting this market. So I think it's kind of a factor of, you know, we need a little bit more demand for this product. Once that shipper strike, I know it sounds like it should have ended now, but we still need things to get moving along, and I think that's really hurt us from a price standpoint.